That is Ellie Goulding on KX93.5. We're Laguna's only FM. Good morning. We've accomplished a lot this morning, and there's more to do right now. Every probably other day on the morning show, I complain about a dream I had, and none of the various interns we have can explain what's going on in my mind. So that is what has led us to bringing on Anna Karen Bjorklund to the show. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Anna Karen is a dream analyst or psychologist. What would you call it?
Yeah, also a dream interpreter, a dream therapist, a dream expert.
Okay. And you are originally from Sweden.
I am.
And you ended up in Newport Beach.
Uh-huh.
Somehow by way of Australia and England.
Exactly. So my accent is a little broken.
You speak very good English, though.
Thank you.
Welcome to America. All right. Anna Karen's on the show with us right now. Now, we're going to talk about your book and kind of your business and how people can find you.
Uh-huh.
We also have two of our interns in studio right now. LaDan and Sasha, say hello.
Hello.
That was very well in coordination.
Good morning, girls.
We are going to share some of our own personal dreams and see what indeed was happening.
Uh-huh.
With the intent of hopefully listeners kind of sharing with you as well. To the point where you can just analyze everybody's dreams.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. So tell us about your book. It's called Dream Guidance.
Yes, Dream Guidance. So I give the way I work with dreams, I like to combine them from both my psychological perspective, so working a little bit emotionally to see what's going on with our feelings and process and vent what we're really feeling. But also I work with them from more of an intuitive perspective. So I kind of combine both approaches in this book. So looking at dreams from both an emotional perspective, but also to see if they may be giving us some intuitive messages and some guidance.
So do you think you have like a natural ability to analyze dreams, or is it something that you're trained in?
Well, you know, a bit of both.
Okay.
I've always been fascinated by my dreams. I started writing a dream journal when I was a little girl. And later in life, I realized this is something I really feel called to do. And I thought to myself, it's better if I have some credibility academically as well.
Right.
So I went to school and I got myself a master in counseling psychology and also a master in parapsychic science. Again, I like to combine both approaches.
Are you one that has a lot of dreams that you remember? Because I think a lot of people, myself included, mm-hmm. have very few. Like it's sporadic. Do you remember a lot of your own?
I do remember a lot of dreams, but it's also because I work with them a lot.
Sure.
So I do have periods when I don't remember them as much. And it might be because I have a lot of coffee or I get tired or I don't feel as tuned in spiritually. But if I do get back to myself and start meditating a little bit more and remind myself tonight, I really want to remember my dreams. You can do that. You can program yourself and tell yourself, I really want to remember them. And then if you do get into a phase where you don't remember them as much, write down whatever you can remember. You're going to trigger some more dream memory every day by doing that.
See, I find if I don't like think about it over and over, as soon as I wake up, I'll forget it by the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah, they go away. Yeah. They kind of disappear.
Dreams are weird. They are. All right, let's get to this. LaDan and Sasha in studio. Would one of you like to share a dream with Anna Karen?
Do you want to go first?
I don't know if it's so much a dream.
Uh-huh.
Just get close to that mic for me, Sasha.
It's basically like I'll dream about what's happening that day, but it wouldn't, like, say I had a dream about this happening right now tonight, KX93.5, but it won't be you guys. It'll be people from my past of, like, 6 years ago.
So you'll dream, like, real things that happened to you, but replace the character.
Totally. And it freaks me out because I'm like, I haven't talked to that person in ages. Like,
oh, yeah.
Why am I dreaming about them? And why are they in my day?
Always a reason.
Weirdest thing.
Every single thing in your dream has been chosen for a reason. So your unconscious self has chosen these characters, these persons. So think about what do you remember about them? Even if you haven't seen them in 20 years, why now are they showing up in your dream? So is there an aspect about them that may also be present within you?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there something about them that you wish that you were more like? Or something about that you really do not want to be like, but you may be like?
Yeah.
So there's always a reason why people are showing up in your dream. It could also be so that they have chosen to come in to help you process the way that you interact with other beings.
That's so weird.
Like, yeah, so you kind of have to look at each situation to see what you're feeling in the dream, what's happening, and why are you having the dream right now.
That's so cool.
All right, LaDan, specific dream.
This is a very specific one. So I always dream in water.
Okay.
That we're all swimming.
I'm sure that's very symbolic.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
It's no one drowning. Uh-huh. No one's being killed or anything, but we're just... Or, like, sometimes the whole world will be underwater.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Okay. Well, water, to me, very often symbolize emotions. So I would kind of look at first, what is the condition of the water? Is it like really rocky, like a dark ocean?
No, it's
with
clear. It's okay. Like Tahiti.
Oh, beautiful. So that symbolizes more clarity and beautiful consciousness, you know, a calm feeling. What kind of feeling are you having in the dream? Because the feelings in our dreams are very important. They can give us a lot of clues as to what is going on. Do you feel concerned about the water, or do you feel...
No, it's just like we would be doing this right now underwater.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As we often do. Yes. Usually the interviews are underwater.
Uh-huh. It's like a whole underwater world, like the Little Mermaid.
So while we are looking at that, you know, of course, there could be many possible interpretations depending on what's going on in your life right now. But one way of looking at it, just on top of my head here, is that if we are under the water, we are kind of like... we are a little bit under the water, so to say, but we are managing. We can breathe under the water, or we can also be in an underworld, like unconscious. We are really, really deep inside and deep under. And it's. I think that's a beautiful dream because it means that we are actually going a little bit deeper.
Okay, I'll
from
take
one
it.
Perspective, and from another perspective, we're probably like under the water. It's a little too overwhelming, but hey, we're breathing and we're doing it good.
She's good. She's
yeah,
good.
She is good.
I like her. Anna Karen is in studio. She's a dream analyst. She has a book called Dream Guidance. She's out of Newport. I will share with you mine now.
Okay.
Okay. The main event. I barely remember this dream, but I'm going to try to piece together the puzzle pieces. I was worried about something. I was in a living room with my soon-to-be roommate, who is now my roommate. And I would look at my hand, and suddenly I'd be missing one of my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one of them's gone. And I look at the coffee table, and there it is, my severed finger. But I can't pick it up. I can't retrieve it. And then I'll look at my hand again, and I'll be missing another finger. Very morose. And the people around me didn't care. They were like, oh, you missed your finger. Sorry, bro. But I was very concerned about my lack of fingers. And this went on for a while, and then I don't remember what else happened. I woke up.
Well, I mean, first of all, I need to ask you if there's any personal association with fingers, because you may have had a personal history where someone you know may have lost a finger, or maybe you in your past.
I can think
finger.
Of one man I know lacking a couple fingers.
Okay.
Not a big person in my life, but enough to where I realize he's missing a couple fingers.
Okay, so there might be some association going on there. So I wouldn't exclude that. I wouldn't say that's necessarily it, but kind of look at what he's all about and what happened to him and so on. But also losing a part of your body, you know, that's kind of symbolic too.
Sure.
In that your right hand or left hand?
I don't remember.
Yeah. So either way, you know, that's your fingers. You use them to do things. So that's kind of like a warning signal that you're losing a little bit of your ability to get things done properly. Or,
wow.
Or,
oh, guys,
you need to write that down.
I'm very worried.
That was heavy.
Is there something you can do to keep your fingers?
Why are the girls having nice, positive dreams? And mine is about losing pieces of my ability to do stuff. I have felt stressed out lately.
Yes.
Could losing fingers
well,
have to
don't
do with
despair.
That?
Don't despair. This is only what might happen if you continue life as is currently. There's always possibilities of reframing and recreating.
So I need
doing
to
things
metaphorically
better.
Reattach my fingers.
Yes.
Or something.
Good. You think you're losing something?
I feel better. You know, I'm glad to know a little bit about it. Anna Karen's in studio. Anna Karen Bjorklund. Where can people go to? Do you have a website or something like
I
that?
I do. Right. DreamGuidanceShow.com is my website. And I do hold a lot of seminars. And I'll be at Martha's Bookstore tomorrow in Balboa Island.
Oh, great.
For book signing and dream interpretations if you want to swing by there.
Do you know if it's for sale in our local Laguna Beach Books?
It is at Chakra Shack, I know.
Okay, yeah.
And some other small boutiques, too.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
And Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all those places.
Here's what I'd like to do. Let's go to a song right now. And if anybody wants to call in, we have time for maybe one call to talk to Anna Karen while she's in the studio. We hope to have her back another time when we have more time. But right now, if you want to call in and talk to her and get your own severed finger dream analyzed, you may. 949-715-5936. That's 715-5936. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll get a call or two. But in the meantime, thank you, and we'll see you next time, hopefully. We are KX93.5, home of dream analysts.